What's up, guys? It's a great day. This is Fuquan Bilal, and we are back with another great episode of the PFREI podcast series. We interview experts in the real estate business in order to provide you with some of the best investment strategies and techniques used by leading fund managers, financiers, house flippers, and more. We appreciate every single one of you for taking the time to press play on the podcast and hope you enjoy this new episode. All right, guys, we're back again, PFREI, Passion for Real Estate Investment. I'm your host, Fuquan Bilal. Oh, man, today we got something a little different today. I'm excited about this because I'm learning more and more about this specific industry. So we have Anthony Fazzo and Cameron Christensen. Make sure I get that right. We're gonna dive deep today. We're gonna do something a little different. Infinite Wealth Consultants, they're both from, that's the company. They also have a great podcast, Infinite Wealth Podcast. We're gonna talk a little bit about that. A lot of the guests that we had on so far was everything dealing with real estate. We did have someone talking about life insurance and everything else. So with these gentlemen today, they're gonna teach us a little bit. So just sit back, you know, make sure you got your pen and pad because you're gonna need it. I'm pretty sure they're gonna drop some jewels. Yeah.
Take some notes.
I'm ready to learn. I got my pen and my pad and I'm ready because this is something and it's weird. Like as I'm getting older, I'm starting to find out, okay, I know how to do the real estate thing. I know how to flip properties. I know about the passive income, but am I really using the right vehicles to do them from? Am I getting the best out of it? So let's just jump right into it, man. Thank you guys for coming to the show. I really appreciate it. Actually, probably you're the third guest now that I can remember because I had my guy Chris Miles on. Who's talking about this whole life insurance thing. And let's just jump right into it. I like your t-shirt, by the way. Passive income is more than expenses. So we'll talk about that because, you know, even a game, I think it was Kiyosaki or somebody made the cash flow game. And talk about, yep. Hey, you made it. You got past your monthly expenses. Now you're financially free. And that's really when it all starts, right? So let's talk about that. If you guys introduce yourself, give your background, and then we can jump right into the podcast.
Go ahead, buddy.
Okay. My name is Anthony Fazzo. I'm a self-proclaimed recovering CPA. I've been a CPA for a little over 20 years. And what I learned quickly in 2008, that the advice I was given and typical financial planners were given, I'd say is just flat out wrong. You know, and what I realized, a lot of people got punched in the gut in 08. And looking back, there's a correction about every 10 years. There was one in 2000. There's one in the 90s, the 80s, and 70s. And what I learned is that if I don't do anything different, then why would I expect a different result? But what I noticed is that a few of my clients did very well in 09. And so what I started learning is asking them, well, what are you doing? What books are you reading? What's your mindset? Or how are you prepared for this and doing things differently? So I started learning what they were doing. And part of that is the infinite banking concept, and which we will talk about. But what they weren't doing is maxing out the 401k, right? And buying mutual funds. They were investing. They had liquidity. So they were in a position to buy your neighbor's house for 50 cents on the dollar. And so they weren't focused on building the net worth necessarily. They were focused on creating passive income. And so that intrigued me personally. So then I started teaching people what I was doing and then eventually created a business out of it. And then I didn't want to be a jack of all trades, masters of none. So I sold my CPA firm and really just been teaching people the infinite banking concept full time ever since.
That's great. And we were talking earlier, you said it's more than just a policy. You guys take it beyond that, teaching people actually how to use it, right? And that was a good point that you brought up because a lot of people that's in my circle, they say, hey, you should have this vehicle, you should fund it, and you can borrow against it, you can leverage it and do all these nice things. And they set you up with the policy and then that's it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's next? Like, okay, I got this thing. I'm putting, I don't know, 60 grand a year away in this thing, trying to, you know, create the velocity of it so I can, you know, start borrowing against it. But, you know, it's really no, like, classroom sessions about really how to maximize it. So, let's keep this thing going.
Absolutely. I'll just add something right there is what we tell clients is, you know, you're going to get 20% of your results from the actual policy and where you're going to keep your money, but you're going to get 80% of your results with how you actually use it. And so if you know, if you're not, if you're missing out on that implementation part, there's a lot of money that's being left on the table.
Mm. So take me, walk me through the steps, right? You know, I'm a real estate investor. I'm just someone who created situations where I get chunks of cash and, you know, I'm looking to create a vehicle that I can utilize it. What are the steps that I would need to go to get started with this infinite banking system? What is infinite banking?
Well, okay. Some great questions here, but if we just start at the simplest terms,
yes.
One thing I want to be clear is we want people to invest in things that they know.
Mm.
If they're investing in real estate or notes or hard money lending, whatever it is they're doing, we don't want to hinder that. The way we view infinite banking, this isn't an either or. We're not saying put your money in life insurance or real estate or notes, that this is an and asset. That when you do this, you put your money in life insurance and real estate and notes. And what we kind of describe it, it's just kind of like buying real estate or you're investing with a rewards credit card, right? You just like, you know, if I can ask you, do you use a rewards credit card?
Oh, all the time. Everything okay, goes into Amex, everything.
Perfect. So why do you do that as opposed to just paying cash?
Because I want free vacations. I want the nice crock pot. I want all of the right. All of the stuff that I can get.
Well, you got a crock pot?
Yeah.
Who do you use? I need that card.
I get that from Chase. Chase, they have all this, you know.
All right. Noted. I want that thing.
Okay. So in the simplest terms, what you're doing is you're going to buy this anyways, right? Your whatever you're spending your credit card on, but you're just adding one extra step, the credit card. And you're getting some cash back or some miles. If you can understand that, you can understand infinite banking. Because all we're doing is we're adding one extra step. And instead of using a credit card, we're using an infinite banking policy. And then instead of getting cash back and miles, you're going to get uninterrupted compound interest. Because the downside or one downside of the way most real estate investors are using, just like you said, they get this pile of money. They have to put it in some sort of account, right? And typically that's a savings account or bank account ready for the next deal. And then they buy that investment. And then when they sell it or they get rental income, it goes back into that account. And then they build it up. And then the problem is they build up that account, then they drain it out and buy an asset. And then they save up more money and drain the account and buy the asset. The downside is we're breaking the compound interest curve. Every time we save up that money and drain the account, we're losing the opportunity cost that we could have earned because that money is now down to zero. So what we do with infinite banking, so really what we're doing is that bank account or savings account that you would be using to buy real estate, all we're doing is, and we can show you the math, and by instead of storing that at somebody else's bank, we create your own banking system with a specially designed life insurance policy. And you just use that account. So we're not really changing your cash flow or what you're doing. All we're doing is changing where are we storing that money. And by storing it inside the policy, you're going to earn a much higher rate of return than you will inside somebody else's bank. We're never going to break that compound interest curve because that money is going to continue to compound even though we're going to use it. Also, because it's life insurance, there's some added benefits. I mean, each state has some level of asset protection, meaning the money that you have in that account is going to be protected from lawsuits. If something happens with a tenant or, you know, there's a mortgage that goes bad and somebody's coming after you, the money inside the policy is going to be protective. And because it's life insurance, there's also a death benefit. But really, you can set that death benefit aside. We're just focusing on the cash. We're just trying to add more cash to your net worth by running things through a policy versus somebody else's bank.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, very interesting. I love this topic. It reminds me of the topic of IRAs, right? when people are trying to educate people on IRAs, Roth IRAs, traditional, and all this other stuff, people just, they just zone out because they don't, it's not something that's common, right? So they're not familiar with it. But I love that you guys are out here educating people on this, because this is something everyone needs to know. Like, it was a challenge for me to teach my two boys, I have an 18 or 13 year, about IRA accounts, right? They became more interested in it when we started to make investments from it, and they started to see their money grow. And this is the next phase, you know, this, I just set something like this up, and this is the next phase for me to teach them. So I really appreciate you guys, you know, having a platform where you can educate the masses about this, because it's not, it, you know, it's, if people think that you need a whole bunch of money to get it started, and you really don't. It's just, I think that, I mean, you correct me if I'm wrong, you get the maximum benefit by more you put into it in a shorter period of time. Like, I set mine up so I can start borrowing from it like within 3 years right away, because the scale that I was shown, that if I inject X amount, then this amount I can borrow from in 3 years, or 4 years or 5 years. And I think after 7 years, I'm done putting money into something like that. I can't remember because I don't have it in front of me, but let's talk about that, or the next thing that you want to talk about in this educational format that we have here now.
Well, I'll jump in there. And I like what you said about teaching your kids, right? Mm-hmm. Then the excitement that they had once they started to make investments. And I think really what excited them was the amount of control and the involvement that they had. And I think Correct. That's probably the biggest drawback with what I would say is typical financial planning, is that the conversation there is, give me your money and let me go handle it, right? And come back in 12 months and I'll tell you how it's doing. There's no involvement. There's no education that comes along with that. Is when people have a vested interest, that's when the excitement happens, right? When they realize, hey, if I can exert some sort of control or learn about this process and I can see these results, that's where success is built from. It's not from turning your money over to someone else. And so I think you're on the right path with the kids, is just keep talking to them and walking them through some of the opportunities that you're doing currently. And, you know, I think that's a recipe for success for them.
Yeah, I told him, don't invest in anything that doesn't pay you 10% or more.
I like that. I like that a lot.
I set the bar.
Yeah, the other thing I would say is you kind of talked about IRAs there, was we always want to start with someone's goal in mind. And I think that a lot of times what happens when people start to talk about money and finance is that people end up doing stuff just because that's what their friends are doing, or that's what their parents told them to do. Is everyone has different individual goals. And at the end of the day, Anthony and I, really what we've been able to do is build a career of working with people that want cash flow, right? That they want to see results now, today. They don't want to wait until they're 59 and a half, 60 years old for that financial freedom or for that independence, right? Is they want to start building that now. And really the vehicles that you were talking about is a lot of the traditional vehicles don't really help facilitate those goals to creating income now. And so that's why we've ended up using the product that we use, which is that life insurance that's structured for cash. And so, right, we always want to start with somebody's goal in mind, and then you can kind of fill in the blanks after.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I would like to add, we're big on education. I mean, investing in yourself, we believe you are your number one asset. And so we've actually created an online course that teaches about infinite banking, but not only how to do it, but then how to use it. And at the end, we will give you guys a link to get free access to the course.
Awesome. Yeah, that's excellent. Yeah, so with people, and guys, if you're listening to this, it's very important. You know, I spend the time, you know, to find the right people to bring on this platform that I believe can add value. And there's so many people I had on who mentor people in real estate or mentor people in so many different things. And I've learned, and I've bit the bullet for the longest, that, you know, when you pay for something, you're actually paying for speed. You're paying for the education, know-how, one. Second thing, you're paying for speed, right? Because you have somebody who's going to be able to hold your hand, walk you through the process. So it's important that you invest. And I was the guy who sat in the room for the longest, like, I'm not going to invest into that because this person is trying to, you know, sell me something. And I was ignorant, right? Until I actually, you know, took the leap of faith and made the investment. And wow, it just changed my world. Like, you know, I'm able to get access to certain things, and just access to different people in the room has helped me grow. So if you guys are listening to this, definitely you know, check them out, do your due diligence, of course, yeah, and see if it's something that will add value. But let's continue with, you know, more of this process and the steps to really understand what Infinite Banking is truly about. I know they have the training and everything else, but just give them a 30,000 foot view of the benefits now, once someone is involved, and what does it take to set up an account?
Yeah, I'll jump in there. Is what it takes is really, we want somebody that's teachable and somebody that's ethical, right? Is someone that is going to kind of assign a value to the dollar and pay themselves back is really one of the most fundamental things to it. But kind of the process is really what we're going to do is we're just going to start with money. I've got clients that put in, you know, anywhere from $25 a month to, you know, probably close to $1 million a year. And really, that's one of the benefits of using this product is you can put in as much as you want to. And all it is just made just mainly a cash management system. And so we're going to put money into the policy. And if I could, as you'd mentioned, kind of the how long it's going to take you to kind of access the funds in your policy is maybe we set up ours a little bit different. But typically, our clients are funding a policy and taking advantage of that cash value even within the first 30 days.
Yeah, I can do that as well, but it's a certain amount that perfect. I want to get. So
awesome. Yeah. Is for us, is we don't want money sitting, right? Is we want money moving. And so what we're going to do is we're going to fund a policy. And then like Anthony says, is we're going to talk to somebody. A lot of our clients have an area of expertise that they are in. And so all we do is we help facilitate a loan against the policy. And then we're kind of having them invest in that. If someone comes to us fresh and they don't have a clue on kind of where to get started, is that's really where our course comes into play, is we can dive in there and we can start to go through, you know, the 15 different types of real estate and see where they're comfortable. We'll look at kind of the level of effort that it takes, some of their expected returns, how much money it may take to get started. And so what we're doing is really just trying to figure out and help somebody find their niche. And providing that education first. And then what we're going to do is what I tell everybody is if you go and you meet with a successful investor is, you know, they have a process, right? Typically, it's if I do A and B, then I have a very high likelihood that C is going to be my outcome. And all we got to do once we figure that process out is just duplicate and replicate that as many times as we can. And so that's kind of the process of what we're doing is we're going to fund a policy, look for opportunities. If we don't know them, we'll help you guys on the education piece to it. And then we're just going to do that same thing as many times as we possibly can. So we want those dollars moving to create cash flow.
Got it. Let's give our viewers some a vision of kind of what we're talking about. I'll take a stab at it. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong. So I have a policy. I fund it. Maybe I have, $100,000 that I put into this thing. So as I put in more money, the amount I can borrow increases at a certain percentage, right? So let's just use the numbers. Let's say I put $100,000 in and I can borrow maybe $200,000 from the insurance policy, just giving even numbers for just, you know, concept. What I typically do is I'll say, okay, now I got $100,000 in, my life insurance policy amount is valued at here. I funded enough where I can borrow X amount. Now I'm gonna borrow that $200,000 even though $100,000 money is actually in there. I'm going to borrow that $200,000 at, 5%, right? Now I'm going to take that money I got at 5%, and I'm going to invest it in something that pays me 10%, and I can actually create an arbitrage situation where I'm paying back the interest on the loan plus making the spread. Is that something similar that can be, if you borrow against the policy at a certain rate, can you then invest into something where you make a spread and get the arbitrage?
Correct. One thing I just wanted to clarify, I mean, what you can borrow against is whatever the cash value
exactly
that you have.
And that's based off of how much you're investing.
Yeah, exactly. So whatever that cash value is, you can borrow against it. And so here's the key thing, because here's probably the biggest obstacle people have about infinite banking. They're like, okay, I put this money in the policy and then I take a loan out and then I have to pay, as you'd mentioned, 5%, and we can talk about how we can lower that and deduct
that
the taxes.
Example.
But the thing is that people say, wait a minute, I have to pay interest to use my own money. And the problem is, for one, that is an inaccurate statement, because, and when you get, you have the cash value in your policy. When you take a policy loan, you're not taking it from your policy. You're taking it against your policy. You're actually borrowing from the insurance company, because the insurance company is here and they have these, this cash, they got to put it to work, right? Because they need to pay death claims at some point in the future. So one thing they will invest in is going to be policy loans. Now, so the reason we have to pay interest is because we didn't use your money. We actually use the insurance company's money. Okay, so that's why we pay them interest. But the key thing is that that's only half the picture. I mean, as you know, but the other half of the picture is what's going on inside your policy. Since we never took the cash out, your money is continuing to compound, right? So this is why we say that we never break the compound interest curve. But also a couple, another ways that we advise our clients that there's strategy, there's ways that we can lower the cost of borrowing the money. I mean, like most insurance companies charge 5%. We work with a few banks that do the exact same thing, right? Where they use your policy as collateral and you borrow from the bank. Now, some advantages of that, the main one is the interest rate is going to be lower. And that's going to vary depending on the balance that you have. But on average, that's 3.5%. Okay.
Wow. Hold on a second. This is great. I got to stop you. What you just said is I can get this policy funded, create some type of cash value, and then I can take that and use that as leverage by going to a bank and using that to borrow against to get it at a lower interest rate. So I can create a better return on my investment if I'm at like a 10% investment. So instead of 5%, maybe I get something at 3.5% or 3% or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. But you want to know how we can make that even better.
Keep going.
Okay. if you use that in that money or that loan for an investment purpose, AKA invest in a note or loan it to your business or buy a real estate, buy some real estate, that interest you're paying now becomes tax deductible. So depending on your tax bracket, I'm assuming your listeners are going to be in a higher tax bracket than normal, but 3.5, that might actually really the net cost might be 2.5 or maybe even less, right? So your cost of that money is 2.5, but the most important thing is we never broke that compound interest curve, right? So that's why we call it the rewards credit card, right? But instead of getting miles, you're going to get tax deductions and compound interest.
And don't forget, you got the life policy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You also have a death benefit, right? So maybe you don't need as much term insurance. So there's some savings there. But also, you know, with a lot of the investors, typically it's one spouse that is like the main investor. Which, and hopefully they're doing really well, but if God forbid that investor passes, the remaining spouse most likely doesn't have the financial fortitude to continue that. So this will allow protection for the family, you know, if God forbid something were to happen to you.
Yeah. And you can even have a trust be the beneficiary of these things, correct?
Correct. Yeah. I have a trust as the beneficiary on my policies. And we were talking about educating the kids. Well, we have policies on our kids, and for their education, that's how they finance their college degrees. But also, for example, my daughter and I are closing. We're going in halvesies on her first rental property next month. But where we come in with the down payment, the money's got to come from somewhere. So we're both taking policy loans, putting it in to a joint account, buying a cash flowing asset. Then we're going to take that cash flow, pay back the insurance company. At some point, eventually that will be paid off. And now we have one cash flowing asset and all the money back in our account. So you know what? You know what we're going to do next? Well, I always say hit the repeat button, but Cameron, if you listen to our podcast, Cameron loves Paul Mitchell and his hair. So Cameron always says rinse and repeat. But what we, just like Cameron was saying, we just want to continue the process. Once you find something that works, we just continue the process. And like with my daughter and I, once we pay back that first property, we're going to buy a second property. But now we can pay back that loan twice as fast, right? Because we have the cash flow from property one, cash flow from property two. So we pay that off twice as fast, and then we buy property three. And we can pay that off three times as fast. So what we're just doing is expediting the velocity on how fast we can earn the or create some passive income. And then at the end of the day, we should have a portfolio of investments that we can draw passive income on. And we have a policy that's going to have a lot of cash value in there. And we can turn that into tax-free cash flow in retirement. So it will allow us to have a more certainty in retirement. And all we're doing is funding this boring whole life policy. And then we're just leveraging that to buy assets.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, this was great. I learned a lot in this session, and I know the listeners, you know, did as well. Let's talk about this a little bit, and then we'll run out of time, but definitely want to get you an opportunity to plug your information. Why wouldn't somebody do this? Like, I'm pretty sure you guys have podcasts, you train people, you see some people are just stuck and they'll take the next step. What's been the biggest fears when you circle back and ask the person, hey, you came on my podcast, you attended these sessions, but you haven't taken action. What is the biggest hurdle that people have not to move forward on this? It seems like common sense, right?
I would think so, right? But you're right. I mean, there are people do have some concerns. You want to?
Yeah, sure. I'll jump in. There's that. Yeah, right. I mean, I heard about it the same thing. It just hit me like a ton of bricks. I realized, man, I was not being taught the appropriate things for personal finance, and it was really frustrating. So I went out and found a mentor, somebody to teach that to me. But the reason that a lot of people don't move forward with this, I think, Fuguan, is out of fear. Right? Is they're scared. It's something new. I think back to when I started doing funding my own policies, you know, 12, 13 years ago. And to be honest, is I don't know if it's just my attitude or what, but I took this idea to a lot of my peers and even my family. And to be, they all looked at me like I was crazy. They're like, you're doing what? You're putting money into insurance? Are you insane? Right? And you feel like a lone wolf. And so there's not a lot of support, and we work nationally with people across the country. And that's probably the biggest thing that I've found is that, you know, you get somebody calling in from Michigan and he's the only guy in his family, his whole sphere of friends that is even considering this. And so a big part of kind of what we do is a community, right? Is we want to bring all these people together and so that they can talk to each other. And so that, right. That's going to alleviate a big part of that fear of doing something that's a little bit different that, hey, your mom and dad certainly didn't do this, right? Your friends aren't going to do this. And so for me, I'd say that's probably the biggest deterrent for people moving forward is that they're the only one.
Yeah, they don't want to take that action.
Well said, Cameron.
Yeah. Thanks. You guys are on Instagram. I'm looking at your Instagram page now. I'm about to follow you guys. Go ahead and plug your social media where everybody can get in contact with you at. And where's that link to that training? Let's plug that as well.
Yeah, you can find us at infinitewealthconsultants.com. That's our website. And then on Instagram, we're just Infinite Wealth Consultants at Infinite Wealth. And social media, we have a YouTube channel, Infinite Wealth Consultants. And, you know, you can find the course, right, is we have an online course, Infinite Wealth Course. And so you can actually, we'll get you the free link, but it's going to be infinitewealthconsultants.com/passion for real estate. And what that'll do is that'll take your listeners to a landing page. And I think Anthony mentioned it, but we typically charge $600 for somebody if they want access to that. But as a guest, and thank you for having us on, Fuquan, we're actually going to waive that fee. So if somebody goes to that page and goes in there, they can look around. And we are as laid back as they come. And so if you guys do go there and look around, right, we're not going to be calling you, sending you emails, right? It's really what we're about is education. So once you get in there, and you look around and you think it's for you, right? We'd hope you'd reach out to us. But if you realize that it's not for you, that's fine too. And so that's really kind of the purpose of the course, is just to provide a really good foundation for somebody that's looking to potentially do this. So
I love it. You guys can check out the show notes. The link will be there in the show notes. So make sure you check it out and go to the page, peek around and take action on the course. It's free. So
yeah.
Yeah. Send me that link. I want to check it out.
Yeah. We'll get it over to you.
Appreciate it. Thanks guys for coming on the show. Any last words? You guys want to leave them with anything, Anthony?
You know, I just want to thank you for having us on. I mean, you're doing some great things on providing some education, and we're just honored that we're able to help educate some of your listeners.
That's awesome. Thanks, guys, for coming on another great episode, PFREI. Catch us on all the social media channels and everything else. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Thanks, guys, for coming on. You guys go check them out. All right, guys.
Awesome. Take care.
Thanks. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of the Passion for Real Estate Investments podcast. Looking forward to providing you guys with more testimonials from successful real estate investors. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at @passion4REI. Thanks so much, guys. And until next time, it's a great day.